It wasn't the most direct route, but Behrouz Bachani is now a free man in New Zealand. The Iranian Kurdish refugee arrived in Christchurch late last night from Papua New Guinea, where he was held in Australia's offshore detention program for 6 years. At the moment, he only has a temporary visitor's visa to stay in New Zealand, but he's made it clear he won't be going back to PNG. Human rights advocates say they hope other refugees still stuck in limbo could follow the same pathway out.
We are so honoured and privileged to have you here.
The mayor of Christchurch, Leanne Dalzell, could hardly contain her excitement as she greeted Behrouz Bachani at the city's international airport.
We thank the Word Festival for bringing you here and for us to know that this is the first place where your voice will be heard, telling your story. It's an incredible honour and a privilege.
The refugee, journalist and decorated writer had had a long and complicated journey out of PNG, where he was held for years in offshore detention on Manus Island after attempting to reach Australia by boat in 2013. His exit plan was hatched over many months by supporters, including Amnesty International, who sponsored his visa to a New Zealand Writers' Festival later this month. Amnesty spokesman Tim O'Connor.
Yeah, it's been certainly a few months in the making. There's been many offers made to Behrouz to come to literary festivals. Of course, he's a celebrated writer and filmmaker and journalist, you know, so he's in demand, you know, but this most recent incident, which is clearly successful, certainly been in the plan for a few months and very much at Behrouz's direction. He's chosen exactly how he wants to play it the whole way.
Is it a backdoor?
Is what a backdoor?
Getting someone off PNG in this way.
Well, certainly, you know, it seems to be a loophole, but, you know, it wasn't an easy task to get Behrouz to New Zealand.
What were the barriers?
Well, it's, you know, the Australian government has spent billions of dollars trying to keep these people detained in offshore centres, you know, out of the public gaze, out of the public mind. It's been an incredibly difficult journey for Behrouz and all those people. So there's many barriers in the way. But here we've seen that it's possible to do it. This is a precedent that has now been established.
New Zealand has long offered to resettle dozens of immigration detainees, a deal Australia has refused. Tim O'Connor again.
What we would like to see now is New Zealand to cut Australia out of this and deal directly with Papua New Guinea and Nauru, hundreds of people who could be also brought from Manus and Nauru to the same sort of safety that you know, he's reveling in.
Behrouz Bachani has also been offered resettlement in the US under a deal Australia agreed to. For now, as he told Radio New Zealand, he's not saying what his plans are.
I prefer to be free of any process just for a while that I'm here, because it is the first time I can walk as a free man. So that's why I prefer to, don't talk about this just for a while.
In a statement, New Zealand's Deputy Chief Executive of Immigration, Greg Patchell, said that Mr. Bachani was in New Zealand on a one-month limited visa for the specific purpose of speaking at a conference in Christchurch. The statement said Mr. Bachani was already recognised as a United Nations Convention refugee and had been accepted for settlement to the United States. If he claims asylum again in New Zealand, the statement continued, an independent statutory process will decide that claim. Mary Croc is a professor of public law at Sydney University and immigration law specialist. She says Behrouz Bachani's options aren't limited to claiming asylum.
You're talking about a very distinguished writer. If I was a immigration lawyer in New Zealand, I'd be trying to get him a distinguished talent visa rather than go through the asylum process. So it's really up to the New Zealand government, and I'm sure that he's got to look at all the options that are available.
In theory, there would be nothing stopping any of these people still left in PNG then being given a temporary visa for another country, whether or not they've been recognised as refugees.
I think that's right. And what you may see in this end stage of the very messy and nasty process is Papua New Guinea agreeing increasingly to allow more and more people to get out that way.
Could Behrouz Bachani have got a visa like this all along, or has something changed?
In theory, he could have got this visa, but in practice, I think it would have been very hard for him to do this because of the politics surrounding it.
PM contacted the Department of Home Affairs to ask whether the Australian government was aware that Mr. Bruchani had been granted a visitor's visa to New Zealand, and whether, were he to be granted asylum in New Zealand, he would be allowed to enter Australia. The department said it didn't comment on individual cases.
Barbara Miller with that report.